Everybody, welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name's Maggie, and you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it is Wednesday, and it is 3 p.m., and that means it's time for Broad Appeal, a segment where each week we celebrate women elected officials, specifically Democratic women elected officials that are pro-choice. We've got one of those fabulous females with us today. I'm really privileged and happy to bring onto the Maggie Dawn Show Assemblywoman for the 79th Assembly District here in the state of Wisconsin, State Senator Diane Hesselbein. Thank you so much for joining us, Diane. It's a real pleasure to speak with you this afternoon.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here and happy Women's History Month. This is fantastic. We're off to a good start.
We are. You have been in elected office in some way, shape, or form since 2005, 20 years, my friend.
I know. It's been a long time.
A long time, a lot of change, a lot of challenges and opportunities. I want to kind of start at the beginning. Why did you decide to run back then for the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District Board of Education?
Sure. Love to tell the story. So I had three little kids and there was a neighborhood meeting going on and they were talking about moving the boundaries of what kids would go to which schools. And some member in the community stood up and said, well, I really don't want those people to go to our school. And I was sitting there and nobody said anything. And then I stood up and I was like, I don't want to live in a community where people will say something like that and nobody checks it. That's not okay. And so none of the school board members said anything. Nobody said anything. And so I ran for school board and I won. And I'm really happy that I won. I served there a number of years. And then later on had an issue on the Dane County board and my Dane County board supervisor never called me back. So I decided to run against her, a 16-year incumbent, and I beat her. And then in the state assembly and now the state Senate. So it's been a marvelous ride, but really it started with just being at a meeting and being annoyed and mad that something terrible was said and nobody did anything. And sometimes you have to be the change to make your community change.
As they say, be the change you want to see in the world. Yeah. The old NIMBY phenomena and the us versus them seems to be quite persistent in a lot of our public dialogue. And congrats on your County Board of Supervisors win as well. I don't think people recognize that incumbency, especially when it comes to some of these local elected offices, often is outcome determinative in many elections. It is literally a cakewalk. And so my congratulations to you for taking that on and unseating an incumbent. And I just want to take that opportunity to say to each and every one of our listeners out there, if you have seen something happen in your local community that just like Senator Hesselbein, you don't like or you think you deserve better, or phone calls or emails that go unreturned, unresponded to, guess what? That's your opening, everybody.
Absolutely.
Think about a run. Yes.
My Dane County Board Supervisor, I called three times about an issue. She never called me back. And then she voted the way I wanted her to. And then she stood up that night and to say, you know, I think I'm going to vote for this project. There might be a school board member looking, you know, wondering what I'm going to do. So she got the message, never called me back. So I called her the next day and I said, thank you so much for your vote on this project. However, I'm going to run against you because you never called me back. Well, guess what? Then she called me back. Then we met for coffee and she told me I should not run because your husband travels for a living and your kids need you at home.
I'm sorry.
Not kidding. Nothing motivates somebody more than someone telling you to stay home.
Listen, Senator, I have to share with you that yesterday I was having a discussion with a good friend of mine, and I said to her, you know, people often underestimate the power of a very determined, highly competent woman, let alone a group of us, when we decide to set our minds to something. It's incredible to me that the very thing that I was speaking about, of course, the power of incumbency, the sense of entitlement that a lot of elected officials have to their offices, played out in very literal terms in this discussion you had way back when you decided and then won your Dane County Board of Supervisors seat back in 2008. Now, you joined the Assembly just over 10 years ago. Congratulations on your most recent reelection. Tell people what's motivating you to continue to want to be part of what is a highly divisive, divided state government. What are your priorities, Senator?
I love public service. And I think the things we don't talk about is the way we help our friends and neighbors. We have listening sessions, people stop us in the grocery store, whatever, and they tell us their problems. Now, sometimes I can solve those problems and sometimes I can't. Sometimes I say, you know, go talk to our good friend, Congressman Mark Buchan, that's a federal issue. But we work in tandem helping each other. And he also, if there's state issues, he'll send them back to me. So helping people solve their issues is really what keeps me in public service. And working with a great Democratic caucus, we have 15 members in the state Senate right now. I can't tell you, we had 11 last year. We were able to flip 4 seats. It's been a game changer. We're having conversations with Republicans we haven't ever had. So we're poised to take the majority in 2 years, and we're going to be doing it. And until then, we're going to continue to try to work with Republicans to pass things to help the state of Wisconsin. When we can agree, we will agree. When we can't, we certainly aren't going to be letting go of our values.
Senator, do you think that the new maps have helped spur a more cooperative and incentivized a more cooperative across the aisle approach, despite how things may get talked about when elected officials in state government, in the state assembly and Senate are giving comments? Do you think the new maps, especially on the Senate side, have spurred and created incentives to collaborate?
Absolutely. These maps have been a game changer for the entire state of Wisconsin. People can finally pick who they want to represent them and not have it automatically be a decided thing before they even go to the polls with these extremely gerrymandered maps. And we have 18 Republicans in the state Senate, 15 state Senate Democrats. How are we going to pass a budget? You know, they used to have a rule. I don't know if a lot of your members know, but it was 17 people. They said 17 people in the Republican caucus would have to vote for a bill before it came to the floor. That's not going to happen this time. They're not going to be able to get 17 votes for a lot of things. So those conversations are already happening on how we're going to move forward on specific policies.
What are you looking for or most concerned about, both on the opportunity side and potentially on the threat side, in this next biennial budget, Senator?
Well, I'm really excited about what Governor Evers did and his budget, of course. I'm really happy he put such another, you know, record-blowing information and money into K-12 education. We really need it. Supporting our public universities, really near and dear to my heart. They desperately need it. For years, both K-12 and public universities have been underfunded. And really, that's one of the big reasons why we have this $4 billion surplus, is because we haven't been funding education the way that we should have for over 10 years. So of course, when you don't do that, you starve something. Where does that money go? It's sitting in a kitty. No one's using it. We need to be giving it back to public schools. So I'm hopeful that we can do that.
Senator, your point is extremely well taken. And every opportunity I have, I like to remind everyone that is listening that though Governor Evers has throughout the course of his administration prioritized educational funding, he's had to do that because for the decade plus that Republicans controlled both the legislative and executive branches in our state, they engaged what was a generationally acute and extreme defunding of public education. We're effectively trying to reduce the harm by refunding public education at a moment in time where, candidly, Senator, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, the lack of commitment to educational funding, public educational funding, is harming rural school districts at a greater relative scale than it is larger school districts that frankly have the economies of scale or the largeness to absorb some of those funding pinches, though we're seeing that funding problem across the state. I also wondered if you could make comment about your Republican colleagues' thought that they may introduce legislation to strip away from taxpayers and Wisconsinites the right to say, yes, we will pay more in property tax to fund our local school districts.
Sure. So, you know, Republicans run, they say they support public schools every single time. We look at their literature that they're leaving in doors and mailboxes, and we're like, what in the world is going on? Because you do not support public schools like you should be. And they have been underfunding it for so long. Back when I went to even college, it was affordable, right? Because if people are like, oh, Robin Voss will always say that's because there's too much administration. No, it's because the state is no longer putting those dollars into our public universities so that tuition can be affordable for those students. And that's the problem that we have. So I know we're going to continue to work on this budget, and hopefully we can come to some spot where maybe for the first time ever, I'll be able to vote for it. We'll see.
I certainly hope we see a good faith commitment to public education from your Republican colleagues. Folks, if you're just joining us, I am joined by Wisconsin Senator Dianne Hesselbein. She's with the 79th Senate District. We're talking about our state budget. I'm very curious, Senator, did you watch Donald Trump's first address to the joint session of Congress yesterday?
I did watch some of it. We had someone over our house, but I did catch some of it. How awful, how unstatesmanlike. What a trash show. It seemed like a reality show. I felt like I was reading The Onion. I was like, what is going on? How so unpresidential and embarrassing. And I kept thinking, okay, it's going to get better. And then it didn't. And I thought, this is just awful.
Its terribleness was only outmatched by its ridiculously long runtime. I wasn't sure I could ever get so bored as to potentially nod off in a Donald Trump stump speech, which is what it felt like to me, just a rally speech. But I did. I actually found myself nodding off towards the end. When is this guy going to stop talking? Wow. We're going to talk more with the senator when we come back after these brief messages. We're going to dig into the State of the Union a little bit more. We're also going to touch on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race. Always interested to hear what female elected officials have to say about Judge Brad Schimel's Supreme Court candidate statements that, you know, those female justices are just too gosh darn emotional. All of that and so much more coming up in just a few moments back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And make sure, everyone, speaking of that Supreme Court race, you know that that general election is coming up in, oh my gosh, less than 30 days on April 1st. Make sure you have a voting plan. Early voting starts soon. So absolutely make sure that you have gotten your voting plan together. Check out your ballot, check out your polling place, and confirm your registration at myvote.wi.gov. We're going to take care of some business and come right back with Wisconsin State Senator Dianne Hesselbein after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.